Jim here, would you say plow?
No.
Okay, would you ever hear folks use that? What would that mean?
Proud.
Proud, yeah.
Proud is an individual who's stuck up and thinks himself better than, you know, that's the way the term was used in this section.
Okay, what would you say a person, if you hadn't seen a fellow in a long time? Oh, I'm just...
So glad to see you.
Okay.
Where have you been? You know, you would address him that way.
It's my, it's what, it's so...
So good to see you again.
So good to see you, okay. Would you say awfully good to see you again?
Well, you could express it, yeah.
It's what? It's... What would you say? If you're going to use that, you might say, awfully glad.
Awfully glad. You could use that. There's many ways of expressing that.
Okay. And, now, a boy might keep going over the same girl's house. You say he's...
Coping her,
okay. Other terms? Other things you remember? What, was that? Would that be if he was real serious on her? Or?
Yeah, if he was serious, it would be called coping.
He'd say, he might say to his friends...
In French, it's coutiser.
Coutiser?
Coutiser.
I'm mighty what on her? I'm mighty...
Sweet on her? No, that wasn't used in that. I can't recall that it was used in this section.
You sparking her?
No.
All right. Now, did you ever hear that used on
her? Huh? Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, if you've heard it...
I believe that's a term used more or less in the hills in Tennessee, in that section.
Okay, well, yeah. What else?
Well, people that came from that section, you understand?
Yeah but if you've heard it, I mean...
I know what it means.
Yeah, you would know what it is.
But what I know what means and what is in general use, you understand, it's two different things.
Well, I'm not interested, really.
I'm interested more in your understanding of what you know. Yeah. But that's why I'm reading difficulties, because I know what people use outside, but I'm trying to think in terms of what they use here. You understand?
Yeah.
If you see a young man going to a house, you'll say, well, it looks like he's getting serious. You understand? They've used that term in that way.
Yeah. But you see...
Out to you.
Okay. All right. Now, a girl would be putting on her best dress, and she'd be fixing up for her...
Her best bow.
Her best bow, okay. And he'd call her his... He'd be going to see his...
A bow, it's a term that was used in the past.
Bow, for both of them?
No.
What did he call his girl?
His belle. His belle.
Bow and belle, okay.
Yeah. And now it's his girlfriend and boyfriend. You understand?
Okay,
that term has come in the last 20 years of bow.
Okay, now a boy would come home with lipstick on his car, and one of your brothers would say to you when you came home like that, he'd say, you've been what? Well, people would park the car and they'd start...
Well, the term they use in, you get coming with lipstick, have you all been loving up or something like that, you understand?
Okay.
That's the term they would use in this section.
When a girl stopped letting a boy come over to see her, you say she... He asked her to marry him, but she...
She turned him down.
Turned him down. They were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
She broke off the engagement.
Broke off with him. He hadn't been the same since she... Boy just has been crushed ever since she...
She turned him down.
Turn him down, okay. What about if a man, what would a man do a woman? So what would he do to a woman, maybe? He didn't like her anymore. He just